Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
44134.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Lori Ulishevsky.
All right, thank you. I have located this account. Please verify your address.
1901 Keystone Road, Parma, Ohio, 44134.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I've located this account. This is for, give me 1 second to look over the details. This is for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. How may I help you today?
Well, when I entered, it said that I won. It seemed like it said, maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like it said that I won. And then they had a picture of a small vacuum cleaner. Dyson, mm-hmm. I think. Is that what it was?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like this meal planning app was in participation with that sweepstakes offering for a Dyson vacuum. In those terms and conditions, it explains that you're enrolling in this meal planning app. Now, I can offer you this app at $20 a month. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, because I'm going to college for that right now. I just thought that by entering, or not entering, but just giving the information, that's then they would just mail it to me. Because I thought it said that I won it.
Yeah, so you would follow through with those emails. I don't provide support for the Dyson or the other items that are offered or won. I provide support for this Bitetub meal planning app. What would you, let's see, I'll go ahead and, well, how would you like me to handle this account for this meal planning app?
I don't know what you're talking about. I read about, and saw a picture of a Dyson, and it said that I won it. And so they said, we need $5 and your address. So I didn't mind giving them my email, you know, and also my credit card number, because I thought, well, they're gonna take $5. I don't know why, but probably a tax or whatever. They're gonna take $5 and then I'm gonna get this vacuum cleaner. Now, I was all excited because that's what I was gonna buy. I was actually gonna buy a small one like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really excited, but let me know right now if that's not true, then I'll just cancel everything.
Yeah. Well, the account that you've called in for today, this is for the meal planning app. They do offer the prizes at you pay the shipping and handling, and the cost is anywhere between $2 and $9 for the shipping and handling of those items. So you would follow through mm-hmm. with the emails, but I did cancel this account.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell me yet. I don't know if I want to cancel it. Will I get the vacuum cleaner?
I don't provide support for the Dyson vacuum or any of the prizes that are offered. So when you pay the shipping and handling for those items, it requires your acknowledgement that you're also enrolling in this meal plan app. This is what I provide support for, is the meal planning app.
I definitely don't need that, and I'm going to college for that, to help other people with that. So, I guess I will cancel it if I'm not going to get the vacuum cleaner, right? Is that true? I'm not going to get the Dyson?
My understanding, and I don't provide support for those items, is that it's a sweepstakes entry. So it has a drawing every 30 days, some are 2 weeks, but I don't provide support for those. I did cancel this account. So whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. That number is C as in cancel, 920-657-454. And I've also voided that charge for the meal plan app. So you should see it void or disappear in 3 to 5 business days. I have you all canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. Well, I appreciate the fact you did everything so fast and explained everything so much. Thank you so much. I really like that.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.